Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link third quarter 2015 earnings presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. I'll also provide sales overview by regions and by products breakdown. Now, if you please turn to page two for our third quarter income statement. During the third quarter of 2015, D-Link registered total revenue of NT dollars 6.95 billion, or 8.4% increase from sequential quarter, but 8.2% below last year, same quarter. Sales in North America went up by 5.3%, and Europe went up by 16.3%. Major product category gaining sales traction includes AC routers, range extender, smart switches, and IP cameras. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 25.8%, up from 24.9% sequentially. The favorable product mix and ASP lift from both ACs, routers, and IP cameras product lines were the major driver in the margin gain. With the slowdown in channel and project pull-in, we reported an inventory loss of NT dollar 31 million due to some canceled orders from telco projects. Gross margin, including inventory provisional loss, was 25.3% as compared to 26.3% in the prior quarter. Loss from non-operating item this period was NT dollar 278 million as compared to operating gain NT dollar 84 million in previous quarter. As you can see in the next slide, the third quarter non-operating loss included an NT dollar 203 million FX loss because of the strong dollar against all the major emerging markets currency. Investment loss from investee companies was a loss of NT dollar 61 million due to asset impairment loss that is one-time in nature and non-operational related as compared to investment gain of 46 million from sequential quarter. Consolidated net loss after tax and minority interest was NT dollar 528 million as compared to loss of NT dollar 132 million in the second quarter this year. EPS was negative NT dollar 0.81 per share based on the weighted average capital of NT dollar 6.5 billion. For the summary of YTD third quarter 2015 performance and YOY comparison, please turn to page four. For the YTD third quarter 2015, D-Link posted revenue of 20.06 billion, down 8.5% from prior year same period. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 26%, down from 27.5% due to unfavorable FX movement as well as competitive channel pricing to reduce inventory risk. Net operating margin in YTD third quarter 2015 was negative 3.1% as compared to 0.7% last year. The strong US dollar this year and dropping commodity price that negatively impacted emerging markets economy and consumer demand was sluggish. Government spending and infrastructure projects in the emerging APAC region also slowed down noticeably due to weakening economies as well as rising political tension. I'll go into more detail on the performance of the respective regions in later slides. Turning on to page five for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT dollar 2.9 billion. Account receivable was NT dollar 6 billion, up by NT dollar 485 million, in line with the higher revenue reported this quarter. Inventory was 5.5 billion and down NT dollar 560 million from sequential quarter as we started shipping to meet retail demand in the U.S. European market and our efforts to reduce stocking level. Now please turn to page six for the company's key financial ratios. AR days was 81 days and inventory days was 105 days, in line with normal business conversion. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.77 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.68. Return on equity for the third quarter was -18%. Now please turn to page seven for our quarterly revenue by regions. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continued to be the most important market for D-Link, accounting for 60% of our group revenues, followed by Europe, 20%, and North America, 20%. For the North America region, third quarter sales were up 5.3% quarter over quarter due to seasonal retail sales pattern. Europe grew 16.3% from sequential quarter, also benefiting from higher retail sales in our AC routers, switches, and cameras. Emerging Asia Pacific market were up 7%. Now, move on to page 8, which show our 2015 third quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 66% of total third quarter revenue, while broadband was at 15%, digital home at 11%, and others with 8%. During the third quarter, both switch and wireless sales were up 12.3% and 15.5% respectively, reflecting normal seasonal pattern and positive sales gain from the consumer IP cameras and AC router, range extender, and business switches. Digital home was up 7.2% from sequential quarter, and the consumer IP cameras continued to gain market and has become the leading consumer brand both in the US and Europe. The 11AC routers upgrade cycle is gaining momentum as new CPEs is adopting 11AC standard in new products rolled out. With more devices to be connected and increasing applications that require smooth handling of video and voice content, home router upgrade cycle should start to be more prevalent. The connected home sales did not gain mass market adoption as homeowners are still hesitant to take the leap due to many of the products currently sold in the market operate under proprietary platform, which makes interoperability a key concern in the connected home. Currently, our home hubs support a wide array of wireless protocols available, and we also offer a wide range of home connected devices for customers to choose from, supported by my D-Link mobile apps. Better standardization of wireless protocols is expected to gain traction, which should speed up the connected home adoption. According to Gartner's research, the Internet of Things product and related service revenue is expected to reach $300 billion by 2020. D-Link is one of the forerunners in this market space and will continue to make the necessary investment to enhance my D-Link service platform, which will be a key product differentiator as it offers our customer a unified interface to remotely manage, control, and share content on their smart home device without the technological complexity. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations.